For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Monday, the day before Election Day. Steve, you interviewed the VP. I mean, she's done everything humanly possible to win this thing. Everything. Is there anything that you can possibly think of that was left out on this Election Day Eve?
No. No.
He said no.
Yeah, it's up to us. It's up to us now, right?
No, I can't think of
nothing.
Yeah, I know that's right.
What
She's
more does a person have to do to prove their worthiness and their fitness to hold office? And what more can a person show you? How many reasons can a person give you that they not fit for office before you look at any one of them and believe it? I like this one lady I saw who's voted Republican her whole life. She said, "This is the first time I'm voting Democratic. I've always been a conservative, but I just cannot vote for a person who does not share any of my moral views. He is just an immoral, unkind person. And he's tried to hijack our democracy. And I can't vote for that." I am telling you, man, there are more people like her than we know who have been Republican their whole life and just looking at this guy going, "This is just not a decent guy." It's some people who actually see what he's doing.
Right.
That imitating sex on a microphone, that the statements he's made, and then he tried to justify it. "Did you see the love at Madison Square Garden? Have you ever seen that much love?" No.
All that hate.
Yeah. You really need to find out what love is. You see, he thinks, let me tell you what Donald Trump thinks. He thinks if you are for him in any way, that's love. Regardless as to what you say about other people, regardless as to the pain you cause other people, if you're saying it to the benefit of him, he considers that love.
That's messed up. It really is.
That's crazy. Uh-huh. So you set up and let all them people go out there. And the one black guy at the rally that they never showed. Did anybody see a picture of him?
I did. I can't think of it.
The watermelon insult?
Yeah.
You talking about that guy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're talking about that. No, I didn't see it. I just saw the
I haven't seen a picture of him.
Yeah.
He had something on his head. What is it, Tom?
This is so stupid to where it make me think he's deliberately trying to lose. I just feel like he that stupid. Like, he just... The stuff that you doing is so stupid. It's like, okay,
he can't help it.
It's so hateful.
Tommy, he can't help it. He can't. He's just being himself. And he can't even hide it. And he talks so much that it comes out. I mean, he doesn't understand the art of trickery.
When people show you who they are, believe it. He shows
right.
Who he is.
Oh, he has run a campaign filled with nothing but divisiveness, hatred, racism, and fear. And those are the things that people, they in this world today, they gravitate towards that. So if he can get you on hatred, racism, and fear, then it's easy to overlook all of the stuff he's done. Because he's made the conditions of the country worse than him. So now you're trying to look at what he's saying is wrong with the country, and you won't even look at what's wrong with him. He has done a masterful job of deceiving the American public. The stupidity is they sit there and they clap for this. Ah, ha, 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 ha. When he was doing that gesture with that microphone, man, I was sitting there going, is this dude for real? There are women here. There are children here. And he's doing it anyway. That's a person who's just, he's inconsiderate. It's just all about him. He thinks he's funny when he's not. You know, he makes stuff that you just go. And look, like, I didn't really get ticked off about the comment he made about my beautiful white skin. You know, love who you are. I'm cool with that. I'm black and I'm proud. I don't care if a person say, I love my white skin. I don't care about that.
But he said,
you're free to say
that's
that.
That's not what that is, though. It's not something.
But if you understand what he was saying, that's the scary part when he says it.
Uh-huh.
That's the scary part when he says it. Because what he's saying back there is, it's more of a power play than anything
yes.
else. But I didn't care, because that's little compared to what he's been saying. And all them people he put up at that rally in New York, man, if that didn't change your mind, if that didn't show you who he was, listen to me. The people that go out on that stage were picked to go on that stage.
Yeah.
Nobody was up there by accident.
Strategically.
That was a plan. Period. Dr. Phil, my buddy, included. That was crazy, man. I was just sitting there looking at Philly going, wow. And to sit up and just try to say, I'm here to just tell you he's not a bully. And you gave the definition of a bully and you described him. I was going, damn, Phil. But he was nervous, man. He started drinking water as soon as he got there. You watched his show for 25 years. You ever seen him drink water?
Not one time. I mean, I don't pay attention to him like that. I mean, I think the concern, he was there. Why were you there?
Yeah.
That means.
Very disappointing.
Hey, is that how you feel?
Hey, y'all, let's get to the poll. Let's go. Please go
yes.
to the poll.
Yes.
Take your time.
Right.
Get your vote counted. And take somebody.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.